You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, covering down on all the issues. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we are inexplicably already in hour number three. This day has flown by. Just finished our discussion with Senator Katie Britt regarding the state of our southern border. And we're switching gears right now. So I found an article just the other day. Found this one on townhall.com. The piece came out just about last Wednesday. So you've heard me talk about ESG, environmental, social, and governance policies that really get away from corporations being profitable and drives them towards woke policies. Well, one of those is BlackRock, one of the largest portfolio managers in the world. BlackRock, as we find now, is going to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, basically the federal government's oversight of utilities, and getting authorization to buy up shares in public utility companies. Pray tell, why would they do this? Because they're going to be pushing woke climate change policies on our utility companies. Well, in Alabama, we have a thing called the Public Service Commission, and on that Public Service Commission, we have a president, a commissioner, who I've been a longtime friend with, Twinkle Cavanaugh. She has been around state politics as a public servant for many years, a very conservative individual. She was actually the first female ever elected to be chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and she is the president of the PSC, our Public Service Commission, and she's on the phone right now. Twinkle Cavanaugh, how are you doing?
Well, thanks, Phil. I appreciate that wonderful introduction, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today. But you ask a question during the introduction, why are they doing this? And I've been trying to preach this over and over again. It's for control, and it's for money. And if they can control our electricity companies, it will mean money for their pockets, because they don't care what things cost consumers. And they want to pass that money along to their pocketbook, and they want what they've invested in is all of this new green energy. It will never work at the rate it is right now. We could blanket our state in solar panels, and it would not produce enough baseload electricity for that cold winter morning that we had December 24th, 25th, 26th of this past year of 2002, or a really hot summer day like we're going to have this summer. We have got to have fossil fuels, but what they want to do is pull the rug out from under us. They want to control everything so that they make tons of money, the kind of money we can't even imagine, the kind of money they will make. There's nothing wrong with solar. There's nothing wrong with all types of electricity, but we can production, but we cannot in Alabama or really anywhere in the United States get rid of our fossil fuels like coal and natural gas. And especially not oil. Our entire world revolves around oil. And as I speak all across the state, I make the comment, did you get out of bed this morning and use soap in the shower? Byproduct of oil. Did you put in contact lenses or put your glasses on? They're made of plastic. Byproduct of oil. Did you get in your car? Did you get on the roads? Did you, you know, have a styrofoam coffee cup this morning? Whatever. Those are byproducts of oil. Everything. Every piece of machinery is, using oil in some capacity. That is what drives our, everything about our economy. And these folks want to put us out of business.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you just said. And let me say too that a lot of folks, there's two things a lot of folks don't realize. Most people think about the power company as being the one they get their bill from. So you may be an Alabama Power customer, you may be a TVA customer. But there's a lot of these smaller rural co-ops, the electric co-ops. There's other means of, and if these start getting bought up, it does do things to the overall portfolio management of our energy sources. But you're a part of the PSC, the Public Service Commission. And if you don't mind, for like maybe a minute or so, would you describe for the folks listening right now, because we have a huge audience, what the PSC is, what it does, why it's important, Just give us that real quick.
Absolutely. The PSC was actually started. Every state has something called the Public Service Commission. Some call it the Public Utility Commission. Some still call it the Railroad Commission. Not many that call it that anymore. But the commission in Alabama was started in the 1800s as our Railroad Commission. Somewhere in the early 30s, it was changed to the Public Service Commission because what it became is a place, legislature wanted a place to have regulation or oversight over something that they had oversight over, but they didn't want to keep that oversight. They wanted someone that could concentrate on it. They would move it to the Public Service Commission. So at the commission, we do everything from regulating power, gas, water, wastewater, Uber and Lyft, all ride shares. We do all gas pipeline and safety in the state. We do railway safety and inspections in our state. And we also have real-time insurance for 18-wheelers. We regulate moving companies in our state. So anything that the legislature has basically regulatory or some kind of inspection authority over that they want to move to somewhere that can actually have a staff to oversee it and focus on it, they put it the Public Service Commission. So we are elected statewide, but actually some of our duties encompass the entire state and some, like for instance, Alabama Power Company, not everyone uses it. Some people are on a co-op or a municipality or TVA, so there are a lot of different companies there.
All right, so perfect. So y'all are the agency then that would see the impacts firsthand, because when it comes to rates, y'all are also having oversight over issues related to rates. And I think you kind of touched on it. If BlackRock were to begin buying up shares in public utility companies, which they've been doing nationwide, if they were to and pushing their ESG policies, the impact is expected to be something that could, you know, negatively impact our rates because it costs more to go green, so to speak.
Let me also say, Phil, it's not just the ESG that I'm concerned about. It's also what they're calling DEI, which is the diversity and equity and inclusion policies.
Yeah.
What they want to do is they are asking FERC, which is a federal agency that is under the Department of Energy. And FERC basically does what we do on the federal level. In other words, if something is interstate, if it's one electricity company in one place selling electricity to another person in another state, if in a wholesale situation, if it's oil, if it's oversight on how big an electricity company gets or how much electricity is, how much these asset companies are purchasing of the trading shop, which means the decision. They also have rules and regulations in place to protect consumers so that one company doesn't own an electricity company and get to make the decisions.
Right.
And what this would mean is we would have somebody in Manhattan telling us what to do in Alabama, and that is unacceptable. I mean, we cannot accept that. And what they are asking now, BlackRock is asking FERC to grant them a special exemption. And so they can purchase as much as they want. They can have an unlimited number of voting shares. But also, they don't want any oversight or approval from FERC on what they own and on what they purchase. So basically, Manhattan would be controlling everything that we do here in Alabama. And that is just flat wrong. And so I applaud our Attorney General for stepping in, because that's what he can do. He can step in and join the other attorneys generals around the country and file that lawsuit, or the ability to step into their decision with FERC. And I applaud him for doing that. Here at the commission, we are actually working on a letter in support of the attorney generals, and that'll go to FERC also. But I appreciate our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, doing that.
Well, I do too, and I'm glad to hear that you guys at the commission are keenly aware of all this. Are we? Do we know of any? Are there any utilities in the state of Alabama in which BlackRock has recently invested in or tried to purchase up shares?
Well, you know, we don't control Southern Company. We don't have regulatory responsibility over Southern Company. And obviously, Southern Company, whoever wants to buy their stock can. But my most recent search of Southern Company shows that BlackRock is their second largest shareholder.
Wow.
But it's still a small percentage. It is not anywhere near controlling.
And Southern Company is the parent company of Alabama Power.
Correct. And that is what FERC keeps from happening. FERC makes sure they're not allowed to purchase anymore. And what they are asking for now is that special exemption. And, you know, that's anti-consumer, anti-jobs, anti-free markets. It's anti our local control, and it's definitely anti Alabama. And so that's why we need to be on alert, because what I think they're trying to do is, while no one's watching, to come in and file for this special exemption. And it does not need to be given to them. You know, fighting environmentalists and fighting this woke ESG and DEI agenda is nothing new. I mean, we've been fighting at the Public Service Commission for quite some time. And, you know, Phil, just recently, I'm a huge Ronald Reagan fan.
Yeah.
And recently, I was reading the original speech that he gave in 1964.
Yeah.
And it was in support of Barry Goldwater. And it said, you know, whether we believe in our self-government or whether we think we should abandon the American Revolution and confess that some little intellectual elite in our far distant capital can plan our lives better for us. Well, you could just substitute now instead of 1964, we're in 2023, but you could substitute a far distant capital for, New York City, because Manhattan will be controlling our electricity company if FERC allows this to go through, and it would be wrong. We don't need that in Alabama. Our goal is to make sure that we have affordable and reliable utilities for all Alabamians, whatever their power company is in their area in Alabama. It should not be controlled by someone in, you know, New York City and Manhattan.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well,
go ahead.
And Commissioner, I was going to say we are up against the break, but I want to thank you for coming on, because you just shed some clarity on there. I think a lot of folks don't realize the service that y'all provide at the Public Service Commission. But this situation is not going away soon. And I'm glad to hear the PSC is in support of the AG's efforts to fight back on ESG, all the acronyms here.
Absolutely.
Well, listen.
Absolutely. And I'd love to come back and talk with you at another time, because I will tell you, what's going on now with the energy sector affects everyone's life, everyone's pocketbook. President Biden has been a disaster, and we have got to fight. We've got to keep that fight going, and I appreciate what you're doing, Phil.
Well, thank you. Commissioner Twinkle Cavanaugh, President of the Public Service Commission of Alabama, thanks for your time today, and stay in the fight.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right. Ran a little long, Boomer, but it was worth it. So go ahead and take us to the break, brother, and we'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and I'll talk a little bit more about this very topic, because, folks, I'm telling you, they're coming after everything in the world. I mean, not only do they not want you to have a gas stove, now they want to regulate the company that would have fed the gas to your gas stove. It's unbelievable, but it's also to be expected at the same time. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.